Dr. Kapinski dictating a mail IME on March 29 regarding Anthony Dunn, D-U-N-N, dash Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. Anthony Dunn Townsend is a 43-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12-9-19 when he fell in a manhole. Appeared it was waist-deep, and his right knee hit on the pavement. Appeared his left leg pulled upwards in the hole. Period. There was a metal plate involved as well. Period. As a result, they believe he injured his lower back and right leg and did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He did not undergo any surgery but had injections with temporary relief. But he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Admits that in 2009, he injured his lower back pulling down on a jammed door. Period. He was treated with injections and physical therapy at that time. Period. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, he alleges on 12-9-19 he fell, injuring his lower back and right leg. Per treatment records show he was seen at WorkNet on 12-16-19 for a follow-up. Per his right knee was better. Per his symptoms began when he stepped on a metal plate with his left foot that gave way, causing him to fall and land on his back. Period, he stated he may have hit the inside of his right knee when his left foot stepped in a hole after the metal plate gave way. Period, he reported no prior history of pain or injury to this area. Period, he did not have any x-rays of this area or receive interim treatment. Period, he had decreased range of motion of the lumbar spine with straight leg raising maneuver positive on the right only. Period, sitting root test was negative. Period, he reported no radicular type symptoms. Period, he was diagnosed with a right side contusion and a lumbar sprain for which he was initiated on conservative care. Period, he followed up. He participated in physical therapy beginning 12-19-19. Period, he followed up but remained symptomatic over the next several weeks. Period. As of the visit of 2-6-20, they wrote his right side contusion had resolved, but he still had a lumbar sprain. Period. A lumbar MRI was done on 2-3-20 to be inserted. Period. Later underwent a CAT scan of the lumbar spine. So he underwent lumbar spine flexion and extension x-rays on 12-28-20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Mitchell performed a neurosurgical consultation on 3-2-20. Period. He noted the treatment provided to date. Tommy reviewed his diagnostic studies and performed an exam. He wrote the patient had sustained a lumbar sprain and strain with right lumbar sacral radiculopathy as a result of the injury on 12-9-19. His mechanism was consistent with his imaging findings and physical complaints. He suggested injections and physical therapy. Mr. Anthony Dunn Townsend was seen on 3-12-20. By pain specialist Dr. Pulser. Period, he performed a series of epidural injections to the lumbar spine on 9-21-20. Comma, facet injection on 2-22-21. Comma, and medial branch block on 4-19-21. Period. He followed up with Dr. Pulser 3-5-3-21, stating the patient did not have relief from the recent diagnostic lumbar medial nerve branch block. Period's pain, therefore, was not facet mediated. Period, lately he has been having significant neuropathic pain, indicating a discogenic source for his pain. Period, the next step is to follow up with Dr. Mitchell to see if he is a surgical candidate. Period. Dr. Pulse's review of the MRI with right-sided disc bulging at L5-S1 with some impingement of the S1 nerve root. Paired the petitioner did in fact follow up with Dr. Mitchell 361-21 period. He opined given the patient continued to be symptomatic greater than 1 year, surgery was an option. Paired with his constellation of complaints, treatment results, response to injections, physical complaints, imaging findings, L5-S1 decompression and stabilization will be the surgery to address his complaints. Paired there were numerous ways to perform this surgery that he elaborated upon. Paired he cleared the petitioner to work in a modified duty capacity. Period. He needed to decide whether he wished to pursue surgery. Paired new paragraph. Another neurosurgical evaluation was done by Dr. Mager, M-E-A-G-H-E-R, on 7-20-21. Period. His assessment was intervertebral disc displacement. Displacement in the lumbar region as well as low back pain. Period, he wrote, the petitioner was, Dr. Mager did not comment upon the need for surgical intervention or further treatment. Period exam found straight leg raise maneuvers to be negative and gait to be normal. Period. He had intact strength and sensation. Period. Physical exam. Under general appearance, he showed pictures of the metal plates described. Period. These were at ground level with stairs below them. Period. He also demanded a copy of this physical exam worksheet. Period, he resisted getting gowned appropriately, but eventually did so. Period, extremities upper normal, extremities lower, especially revealed edema of the lower legs that he attributed to being on his feet all day. Period, there were also pes planus deformities and eczema on his skin. Period, he had venous stasis. Skin changes, but skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Paired hips normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He had mild, non-localizing, and non-reproducible tenderness palpation about the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 90 degrees elicited only hamstring tightness with no low back or radicular complaints. Paired on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular symptoms were elicited. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 12-9-19. Anthony Dunn 10 since stepped and fell into a hole that was waist deep. Period. He seems to have delayed in seeking treatment until presenting to WorkNet on 12-16-19. Here they initiated him on conservative care, but he remained symptomatic. Period, accordingly, a lumbar MRI was done on 2-3-20 to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph, the petitioner was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell, who suggested pain management. Period, Dr. Pulser administered a series of injections that did not provide long-lasting relief. Period, Dr. Mitchell then thought he was a surgical candidate. Paired, the petitioner was going to think about proceeding and respond as to his decision. Paired, he also was seen by a neurosurgeon named Dr. Mager on 7-20-21, but does not appear to have undergone any additional treatment afterwards, particularly surgery. Paired, new paragraph. The current exam actually found full range of motion of both lower extremities. Paired provocative maneuvers at the hips were negative. Paired he had full range of motion of the thoracolumbar spine. period, a straight leg raise maneuvers failed to elicit any radicular complaints below the knees. Perineural tension signs were negative. Period mild, non-localizing and non-reproducible tenors. Palpation about the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back and right leg, as this relates to the event of 12/9/19. Period. On that occasion, he sustained strains and contusions. Period. They were superimposed upon pre-existing degenerative disease in the lumbar spine, consistent with his age. Period. This was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event. Pretty has been able to continue working in his former full-duty capacity at the insured. Period. He takes no over-the-counter or prescription and medication for his symptoms. Period. End.